We're talking today with John Butler from the Beef Marketing Group. John, your group has decided to be a part of this Integrity Sustainable Beef pilot, two-year program, looking for ways to maybe connect the dots within the beef supply chain. What are your thoughts about how this may or may not work out?
Well, you know, first of all, we're really excited that we have the chance to connect, to participate with the Integrity Beef Program that the Noble Foundation has been working on for a number of years because of the work that they have done in consultation with those ranches, which ultimately affect things like genetics, animal health, forage management, which ultimately for us as a feed yard brings a better product to us. Better, you know, we'll learn about the genetic piece of it, but certainly from an animal health standpoint, those cattle come to us with some history, with some information that should allow us to do a better job in our piece of the supply chain, managing those cattle through the feeding phase and making a more efficient product for the packer.
Is there a level of sometimes maybe uneasy truce or a little bit of distrust between various segments of the industry now?
Well, I think traditionally there has been, Ron, and I'm a third generation cattleman myself, and so I've sort of lived through this and have gone from where there's been a bit of an animostic relationship traditionally between the cow-calf guy, commercial cow-calf guy, and the feeder. And then the same kind of relationship has traditionally existed between the feeder and the processor, because they don't see things with a common vision. And I think what we're seeing now is that changing to where we're looking at this as partners and truly like a supply chain. So what one segment can do that might benefit the next segment, we're actually having conversations about. So we can take 1 + 1 = 3. And that kind of opportunity is driving some of these barriers to be broken down and allowing us to get more transparent and more trusting from segment to segment.
What's your hope regarding, you know, at the end of the two-year period? What do you hope to come out of this pilot with?
Well, I'm hoping that we can verify, in fact, that we can create efficiency by taking these cattle from the Integrity Beef Program and actually capitalizing on the good work that has been done at the ranch level with those cattle through their better genetics and better animal health at the feed yard, and that we can prove that. And then I think it's very exciting to take the cattle that have that story with them, because all of these systems we've been talking about are verified. But they could take that story with them through the processor and ultimately to McDonald's. So now McDonald's has a product that sort of has a good housekeeping seal of approval inside, and maybe then they can have more success enhancing the trust of our product with their consumers.
Townsend talked about trust with consumers, one of the things they want to achieve through, you know, improving sustainability. That seems like that maybe is the golden ring out there.
I certainly feel like it is. I think there's a number of golden rings. Trust probably is at the top of the list. I think that, validating some of these good practices that we're doing in the supply chain anyway is a great opportunity. I think that identifying places we can have efficiency is a great opportunity. I may be wrong, but I think those are things that I'm really looking forward to as a potential outcome to participating in the pilot project.
This, you're, of course, associated in chair currently of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Is this a natural step forward from what you all have been talking about and discussing?
It sure is. I think that, you know, the Roundtable has been very actively working on developing the indicators and then the metrics associated with how we're going to measure those indicators. And really, this project is independent of the Roundtable, but we are taking the Roundtable's framework, if you will, and applying it in this pilot project. So we'll take their indicators and the metrics that are suggested at the ranch level, at the feed yard level, at the packer level, and at the end user level. So yeah, we're very excited to have the knowledge that the Roundtable has developed and begin to see if we can't execute, if we can't actually put cattle into a system and ultimately get a product that is focused on sustainability.